All right, 1380 WPHM, every Monday morning around this time, we profile a Michigan product or a Michigan-based company. And joining us right now is the president of Expert Lighting Group, Eric Hansel. Eric, good morning.
Good morning.
You've had an interesting year, haven't you?
It's been quite the year, yes.
It has indeed. First, I want to find out more about Expert Lighting Group and what you were doing pre-COVID, because you had some interesting things going on before the pandemic.
Sure. I've been in the commercial industrial lighting space for over 25 years, working with technologies as they've increased and gotten better by helping facilities upgrade their lighting systems, usually to save energy and reduce their electric bills.
You say facilities, but I mean, you're being modest. Ford Motor Company, for example.
Well, I worked at Ford Motor Company as their lighting subject matter expert and helped them on their North American inventory of buildings put together a strategy to reduce energy.
And by the way, with some of the technology available today, I mean, the stuff that we're using in our own homes, I mean, multiply that by the size of, a Ford factory. My gosh, they could save significant money, can't they?
Dramatic savings, both, you're right, for a small facility and a large one. And I felt a need to go off on my own and start Expert Lighting to really help those small to medium-sized companies really enjoy those savings by doing a project correctly.
By the way, a lot of this technology comes from Michigan, doesn't it?
It does. There are Michigan-based manufacturers, some fantastic companies making products right here in our own backyard.
So there you were going around improving lighting systems all over the great state of Michigan and beyond. And then COVID-19 hit. What happened then?
Our business was seriously threatened. People obviously weren't going into those buildings that needed to be upgraded, so there's no need to save energy if the lights are turned off. So we had to pivot our company, and we began looking at ultraviolet as trending in the industry as something that every facility is going to need eventually, because it's a proven technology as an air disinfection.
Help us understand that, because, I know, for example, a lot of people snickered when the president talked, and again, this has been so distorted. He said drink bleach and, shine light, down your throat and you're going to be better. But ultraviolet lighting really does have some proven health benefits, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It's been used for decades in operating rooms. You need clean air in there if they're going to open up your chest and start working on you. It's been used to eradicate tuberculosis. It's a proven technology. The politics aside, we know that ultraviolet can be used to eradicate and inactivate viruses, germs, molds, bacteria. Politics aside, it's a fantastic option, and it's been used for years in hospitals and laboratories. The trend now is bringing it to educational facilities, mega churches, gyms, so they can have a safe back-to-work strategy and other buildings like that.
Even once we get beyond this pandemic and, whatever it is that gets us back to normal, where we can, assemble in large numbers again, even then, I think there's going to be a lot of heightened awareness of cleanliness and eradicating germs, isn't there?
We all know that someone with influenza or the flu comes into the workplace long before COVID, and 2 days later, you start sniffling and sneezing. Using ultraviolet cleans the air. It provides a safe environment from things like the flu. So this will help combat that, and then any other COVID, 19, 20, or anything else that may come down the pike.
What a great pivot, and I love hearing these, and I know that's probably becoming an overused word in 2020, but these companies that were doing one thing and found a way to really be relevant doing something else. I mean, obviously, this is not a huge change. You were in the lighting business to begin with, but what a great way to recognize how what you were doing could be, you know, changed slightly to really improve and secure people's health.
It's been great. I had help in the pivot from the PPP program, so that helped bridge the gap in getting us up and running. But yeah, this is a proven technology, and because we're in that space, we're working with facility people anyway. It was a pivot, but it was really kind of a smaller transition than you might think.
Yeah, it certainly it sounds like something that could benefit a lot of people. How are people finding you? Are you getting a lot of calls from people saying, boy, we've been looking for somebody to do ultraviolet lighting in our place. So glad to find out that you're doing it. Or is this being done a lot right now?
So, yeah, it's being done a lot right now. People are finding us. We are currently working with NextCare Health Systems. They have 26 nursing home facilities in Southeast, well, across Michigan, I should mm-hmm. say, as far as Grand Rapids. And we're implementing an ultraviolet strategy in theirs. You know, nursing homes were hit particularly hard with COVID cases. So they've been at the forefront. A lot of the industry, a lot of clients are still in the investigative stage, you know, because there's been such confusion about, you know, what even the categorization is yeah. of the virus. How do we effectively treat it in that people are kind of they're feeling it out. They're saying, okay, if this absolutely works, we want to jump on the bandwagon. So we're doing a lot of informational and a lot of providing years and years of white papers and things like that, so that people can fully understand the benefits that it brings.
Yeah, and just to point out, it's not a cure-all. It's not like you're going to sit in a room and have light shined on you and all of a sudden you're impervious to COVID-19. But if you're spending a lot of time, as you said, in a nursing home, for example, a surgical suite or a large church, schools where there are large groups of people, this is going to keep you healthier and safer, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It should be a foundational building block of your return to work strategy. It should not be the golden egg. You should also still consider social distancing. You should consider masks, wiping down surfaces, all of those things. But having this in as part of the plan is an absolute must.
All right. Definitely a good news story for Expert Lighting Group right here in Michigan. How can people connect with you if they want to contact Expert Lighting Group?
They can reach us at info@expertlightinggroup.com. Our website is expertlightinggroup.com as well.
All right. Great conversation. Eric, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care.
Bye
now.
Bye-bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Eric Hansel, the president of Expert Lighting Group, that is installing ultraviolet C lighting technology in nursing and rehab facilities and other institutions as well. Our Made in Michigan Monday feature on this Monday morning.